Good morning, y'all. You're listening to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I am Shannon Gray, and we are continuing our conversation with Randall County Extension Agent J.D. Ragland. J.D., yesterday we left off talking about what was currently happening in the field. You know, we looked at the struggle for wheat, also cotton, a little bit about the wrap-up of harvest for corn and sorghum, but really Now is the time for planning this coming season. What updates do you have for us on that right now?
Yeah, well, as we begin to wrap up our harvest for this season, most producers are already planning on next year's crops and starting making management decisions. You know, after the crops are harvested, producers, they don't have any time off, as you well know, Shannon. They're already planning for next year. We'll have a lot of our educational meetings throughout our Texas A&M AgriLife Extension services and county offices throughout the High Plains. Most of those producer meetings are held during the month of January and February. We like to call them our pre-plant producer meetings. And right here in Randall County, we have ours set in January. We'll be holding that meeting on January 27th. That's where we'll bring all the latest information to the producers in terms of crops and our studies and our trials from last crop season to share with the producers on which varieties produce the best under various types of conditions. And then those will be beneficial to help producers make plans for the upcoming year. In addition to that, as harvest finishes up, most of our producers will be making plans on fertilizing their fields and, again, preparing to plant for next early spring, which is just around the corner, which we have a lot of our corn get started planting throughout the High Plains in March. So, you know, they'll be making their plans and getting ready to put corn in the ground, say, March, early April, as we look at next year already and next spring for planting season.
Yeah, and with that, you do annual pre-plant meetings through AgriLife, right?
Yeah, that's right. We do. Most of our county extension offices put on an educational program for their producers and just shortly after the first of the year to be able to share and highlight that information and provide that information to the producers, which will assist them with their management decisions for the upcoming year.
Wonderful. That's great. We'll be looking forward to those as they get closer then come the new year. And I want to go back a little bit. You mentioned the trouble that cattle producers have been having with stalker cattle, you know, putting them out on wheat this year. But what about the cattle themselves? You know, what things are those producers facing just in terms of keeping their herds healthy?
Yeah, well, for example, when we have winter months and whether it be stalker cattle, and I guess specifically we'll talk about the cow-calf producer, but obviously these cows that are out there, most of them have a calf at side, and as you know, that's asking a lot out of that female to not only keep enough energy and protein in her system, but she's got a young baby calf at side that she's trying to raise as well. So she kind of gets double whammied there, and it's important for our producers to keep a few key things in mind as we go into winter months. You know, sometimes our calves, depending on the harsh weather condition, unfortunately, things like ears can be frozen, sometimes tails on baby calves because they just haven't developed enough to supply their body with enough heat during the cold temperatures. And sometimes we have what we call frostbites on our young baby calves, particularly if they're born in January and February, like many of them are throughout the High Plains. So we want to remind producers to keep in mind, look out for that, and, you know, make the needed, you know, health decisions to be able to keep those cattle warm. And if there's any frostbites, maybe need to gather those cattle up and put them indoors for a little bit, at least till we get a little break and it begins to warm up. Additionally, with fall calving cows, you need to also be reminded, or producers do, cow-calf producers, that sometimes because of the cold temperature with these cows, many producers turn out bulls and try to get the cows rebred again. And with these cold temperatures, sometimes that delays breeding, and sometimes our calving dates get pushed back because of that. So you want to make sure that your bulls are in good health condition, good body score condition as well, which means, hopefully they'll have some, condition fat that is on them, and that they'll be able to supply themselves with enough protein and energy in their system to be able to maintain good body condition and get all of our cows bred out there. And then on the other side of the coin, we have to watch the body condition scores of our cows as well. And obviously, like I said earlier, our cow-calf producers out there, obviously they've got a cow, they've got a calf. This female is going through a lot of stress. And then, with the limited resources that we have out there in terms of forage, or whether it be wheat or whatever they might be grazing on. So this is a key time for producers to be, taking note of the body condition score of their cows out there. And this is where sometimes supplemental feeding comes into play. We want to make sure we got a lot of good roughage out there for them as well, in terms of supplying hay to them to keep those body condition scores up and keep their energy level up, where they can not only be able to maintain themselves but be able to produce enough milk to keep that young baby calf growing and keeping him healthy as well.
All right. Wonderful. Great advice. Things to look out for, especially as our weather does eventually start getting colder on a more consistent basis. So, JD, great stuff all the way around. We really appreciate you as always. And thanks for visiting.
You bet, Shannon. Always a pleasure to visit with you. And we look forward to visiting you with you again real soon.
Again, that is Randall County Extension Agent J.D. Ragland. If you would like to go back and listen to our conversation from yesterday about how the wheat and the cotton are faring in Randall County, head on over to our website, kgncnewsnow.com. And of course, for a replay of this section of our conversation, you can head on over to the website as well. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.